Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 30th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We have a rather unusual message today in our Daily Encouragement Net series. Today's message is titled, A Time to Laugh. Scripture text is Ecclesiastes 3, verse 4.
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
Just consider that portion of the verse, a time to laugh. The other day, as Brooksine and I were traveling to a company where we serve as chaplains, we came across a most unusual sight. We've seen a number of Amish trucks over the years, and that would be a buggy open in the back to transport items. But this was our first sighting of an Amish delivery truck with a piece of furniture on it, along with the passenger. We actually have a photo up on the site today. The ladies were laughing as they were mounting the truck and during our exchange of conversation. The sight kind of reminded us of the Beverly Hillbillies with Granny riding on the clamp-up truck in her rocking chair.
Well, one of the greatest blessings in life is hearing laughter. We begin to laugh from a very early age. One of the maturing milestones for babies is their first smile and then their verbal laughter. The other day, Stephen and I were watching a video of babies laughing, which brings out joy in all ages. I considered how therapeutic this pleasurable sound would be in the room of a patient in a nursing home. Just hearing the pleasant sound of laughter is uplifting to a downcast or lonely heart.
Last night we had two babies in our home during our small group Bible study. 9-month-old David heartily laughed at the various laughter-inducing antics adults use to get babies laughing. You know, ooh, silly noises and so forth. Well, 3-month-old Adoree, whom we have a picture up on the site today, she smiles, and it sure looks like she's laughing in this picture with her family cat.
A time to laugh. Aren't you glad the Lord gave us the capacity to laugh? There's a lot to be serious about, and there will sure be times in life when we weep. I've wept. Stephen certainly has wept. Not like me, but of course he's a man, and it's not always the same. But I've had far more occasions to laugh than to weep. I feel laughter is designed by God as a great stress reducer. The verbal expression for inward joy is first referenced in the Bible surrounding the events of Isaac's birth. In fact, his name means laughter.
One of my favorite pictures of our Lord shows him laughing as he embraces the little children. I recall many years ago a man who came to the Lord out of a drug background. He was quite intense and rather somber about the things of the Lord. In a conversation I had with him, he made it clear that he was offended at the very notion that Jesus would have ever laughed.
Now, it's true that there is not a specific verse that states Jesus laughed, but what would have been an appropriate emotion and physical expression as he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them? Mark chapter 10, verse 16. Would you prefer to picture him with a scowl, a frown, or an emotionless expression?
Today I encourage you to be thankful for the God-given gift of laughter and make use of it often, for the scriptures remind us that there is a time to laugh. And I really hope you'll have some good laughs today.
Let's pray together. Father, the day-to-day living can be so challenging and easily drain us of the pleasures in life if we're not careful. We thank you for our friends and family who pulls us away from that mindset and adds laughter to our lives. Would you bring heartfelt laughter to the hearts of our readers today and listeners as they go about their daily duties? May they hear laughter, and may they make laughter verbally and in their hearts. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. It's a real joy to share God's Word, and certainly a bit of a different perspective today. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and as mentioned, we do have a photo of that Amish pickup truck with the lady on the chair in the back, as well as a picture of our little friend Adoree, taken with a big smile. It looks like a laugh on her face, 3 months of age. This is the message that we prepared, the final day of April in 2008, April 30th. We also have a link to that little video I mentioned that has babies laughing, particularly the number one. It looks like a mother with four babies. I guess they would be, what, quadruplets or something like that. And the dad is just getting them laughing, and it's pretty hard to watch it. What did you say they are?
Quadruplets.
Druplets. Well, sorry about that. Well, and there's a link to that today. It's a YouTube video, so you can look at that. And I dare you to watch that and not laugh out loud as you see these little ones just laughing. Have a blessed day today. May indeed, as Brooksine prayed, may you hear and experience laughter today.